good for Dojo. Long rebound by Carney High. Pass up ahead. And Stiffen, after the rebound, is able to get it up to Snyder. And Snyder lays it up and in.
Tonight, an old rivalry is renewed in Kearney as the Kearney High Bearcats battle the Grand Island Islanders. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side, shot's no good. Tipped out of there, Schreiner comes up with it, gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass, layup, gonna be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Grand Island hits the road after hosting North Platte last night, while Kearney returns home following yesterday's doubleheader with Omaha Bryant. It's the Islanders and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High as the Bearcats playing host to their arch rivals from just up Highway 30, the Grand Island Islanders, in a girl-boy doubleheader here on ESPN 1460. Randy Bushkutter with you. Glad you could join us here on top of the hill as the Bearcats play host to their arch rivals wearing the purple and gold. The Islanders coming into town, and there's always a lot of energy whenever that happens. A couple of special events going on tonight here as well. It is American Heart Association night, so it's kind of a red out for the student body who are already showing up for the girls' game in pretty good numbers here. And it's also the Little Dance Cats evening as well, so a lot of young ladies wearing the pink T-shirts as they're all getting ready to go, and they'll perform at halftime of both the boys' and the girls' game. So a lot of energy. There's always that whenever Grand Island and Kearney High get together. They could play tiddlywinks somewhere in a parking lot, and there'd be a lot of energy, there'd be a lot of competition, and that's certainly going to be the case here tonight as we hook up for girls and boys basketball here on ESPN 1460. The Grand Island Lady Islanders come in 6-6 on the season, Kearney High at 7-5. The Bearcats picking up a nice road win last night at Omaha Bryant. In fact, didn't have much of a problem at all winning against Bryant. But Grand Island, somewhat of a minor upset against North Platte last night. They were able to pick up the win to even their record to 6-6 on the season. And right now that kind of snapped a two-game losing streak for Grand Island. But obviously winning at Kearney High, that's a different matter altogether. The Bearcats at 7-5 might be a slight favorite in this one, but it should be a very good girls basketball game. And on the boys' side, nice win for Kearney High on the road at Omaha Bryant last night. Their second win of the year gives them a nice little boost and maybe heading in the right direction as they'll be taking on their arch rivals from Grand Island. And, of course, we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN 1460. We're going to step away for just a moment. When we come back, we'll have the starters for both the Islanders and for the Kearney High Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to step away for just a few moments, and we'll continue with the starting lineups right after we come back, right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska-Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, here for Grand Island Senior High. Their starters are Sarah Spontzdosser. She is a 5'10 senior. Morgan Harvey is 5'7 and a junior. Libby Norvell, a 5'6 senior. Sydney Armstrong, 5'9 and a junior. And Leah Ewing is a 5'10 senior. And she'll play down in the post primarily. Alex Michael is the head coach now for the Grand Island Lady Islanders. For the Kearney High Bearcats, their starters are Claire Sickler, a 5'4 senior. Kelsey Stiffham, 5'7 and just a junior. Skylar Snyder, 5'10 sophomore. Peyton Cutterback, 5'7 and a senior. And Brianna Miller is 6'3 and a junior. That rounds out the starting lineup here for head coach Jason Boyd and the Kearney High Lady Bearcats. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. Of course, for Kearney High throughout the course of the year, Stiffham has been their leading scorer throughout the course of action. She averages 16.8 points per ball game. Snyder has been chipping in about 7.5 points a game. Peyton Cunnaback, just a shade over 7 points a ball game. Claire Sickler, 5.3 points. A contest for the Lady Bearcats. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 7-5. And they will be taking on the 6-6 Lady Islanders of Grand Island. So the starters have been announced for both teams. We're just about ready to get things tipped off here as the two coaches will get their players at their side and have that last quick little discussion before we get things underway here on Top of the Hill. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Bearcats are their home white uniforms, of course, and the Islanders wearing black with a purple numbers with a little bit of gold trim outside them. It says Islanders across the front. The letters are in purple on that black with a little gold outline. So numbers a little harder to read than what the radio guy likes, but the opening tip is in the air, and it is controlled by Kearney High. So the Bearcats have it in the offensive zone here. Sickler facing a little man-to-man will dribble to her left, kick it off on the left side for Peyton Cutterback. Top of the circle, we'll get it off here for Snyder. Snyder tries to enter it in and does. Power move here by Brianna Miller, and Miller has the first 2 points of the ball game. Got on that low block and was able to just kind of pin the defender inside and hits the shot. Here, Grand Island trying to score in transition, and they get it off to Novell on that right side, and she's able to take it off glass. Not exactly breaking the press, but they didn't wait for Kearney to get back in their half-court defense as they lay it up and in, and we are tied at 2 here in the early stages. Both teams scoring on their opening possession, and the Bearcats back around the perimeter. They pass it around, and they'll get it top of the circle here for Sickler. Sickler gives it right side. Stiffham thought about the three-pointer, but decides not to, and they'll get it inside again for Miller, and her little floater this time is no good. Gets her own rebound, and she couldn't quite get that shot to fall, and we got a foul whistled on the rebound. That'll be on Peyton Cutterback. That is her first, team's first. So the Islanders will inbound it. Tied at 2, we played a minute of ball here. Don't forget on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, a girl-boy doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic girls already winning to stay undefeated. We got a foul here as Grand Island worked the ball up ahead. And that'll be on Sickler. That'll be her first. And at last report, they had an early start. St. Cecilia is leading the Stars in boys basketball 27-14 at halftime. Inbounded here for the Islanders. A high arcing three-pointer up and good for Norvell. Check that. It was Lee Ewing who hit that three-pointer. Again, those numbers are kind of hard to see. I saw the five, but couldn't make out the first digit. Step back three here for Sickler. It will not fall. And the rebound is taken out of there by the Islanders. They pass it up ahead. Sickler playing a little defense. Shot off glass here by Armstrong. It will not fall. Ball is still being fought for down low, and there's going to be a hold that is whistled here on who they give that to.
Number 14, Morgan Harvey.
And it's going to be on Morgan Harvey. So Harvey is whistled for her first foul of the ball game. Kearney High will inbound, and the Islanders look like they're going to pick up a little bit of pressure here at about three-quarter court. Now they're going to drop back. Stitham brings in the offensive zone. Stitham with the dribble will now get it off on the baseline to Snyder. Snyder's going to drive, took an extra step, and Kearney High turned it over. I mentioned it's American Heart Association Day here at Kearney High, and the girls getting in the spirit. They had their red American Heart Association T-shirts on during warm-up, and they're all wearing red socks. And here the Islanders break the press. They get it up ahead, and that's going to be an easy bucket for Sydney Armstrong. Well, they overplayed it near midcourt, and then Armstrong got the ball, and there wasn't anybody within 10 feet of her. A little penetration by Stitham. She'll take it off glass, and that's the first bucket in a while here for Kearney High. It was a 7-0 run here for the Islanders until the Bearcats scored just a moment ago. Armstrong, she's going to penetrate, and she runs into Miller, but Miller was not set. That's going to be a foul on Miller, and two shots coming up here for the Islanders. So Miller with the foul, and Sydney Armstrong is going to have a couple of free throws. So that's three fouls whistled against the Bearcats as a team, one against the Islanders, and the free throw is up and good for Armstrong. And Armstrong now has 3 points in the ballgame. For the Islanders, checking in here is going to be Allie Richardson. And for Kearney, Abby Ray checks into the ballgame. Second free throw is on the way, and it is also good. So now four in the game here for Armstrong. On the bounce here for Kearney High, it's going to be Sickler. They enter it inside, but it's going to go off the fingers of Abby Ray and out of bounds. They try to lob it down low. And had she made that catch, she would have been right underneath the basket, I believe. So I think she might have had some trouble even if she had made that catch. And here the Islanders turn the ball over. A little pressure by Kearney High. It's deflected at midcourt. Sickler now is on the run. She's going to kick it out here for Stitham. Stitham on the dribble is going to reset the offense. Cut it back on that far wing over there. She's open, but they're going to give it off to Sickler, who will give it off on the right side here for Snyder. Snyder, top of the circle for Ray. Ray enters it on the baseline. Shot no good. And the rebound by the Islanders. Snagging the bound for the Islanders is Norvell after Kearney High missed a pretty good look at it. Long pass up ahead for the Islanders, knocked loose by the Bearcats, and it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow is pointing to the Islanders. So Kearney High stays on the defensive end here. Norvell throws it in on the baseline, and we've got a foul on the inbounds, and that's going to go against the Bearcats. That'll be on Abby Ray. So Ray, trying to keep somebody from cutting through there on the inbounds, commits the foul, and the Islanders to inbound it again. Norvell to toss it in. It's deflected out there by Snyder, and Snyder on that sideline just didn't have enough room to finish the steal, and so the basketball still belongs to the Islanders as it goes out of bounds. So the Islanders toss it in here. Norvell has it. 4:42 to go. Pass knocked right back into the hands of Ewing. Ewing then comes up with it. Pass up ahead, and it's stolen away by the Bearcats. The steal, and now the turnover on the other end. And then Grand Island came up with it, and they turned it over. So Grand Island in that sequence turned the ball over twice, Kearney High once, and Kearney High will have the basketball. The steal by Snyder, but then she had it taken away from her, and then the Turnover by Ewing. Entry pass down low, and Cutterback will score. Peyton Cutterback, strong move as they got it to her on the baseline. And it's now 6-9. Islanders have that lead, and the long pass is going to be stolen away by Abby Ray. Ray's pass up ahead. It's a turnover, and then Grand Island turns it over, leading too far up ahead. So again, another two-for-one special on the turnovers. Kearney turns it over once, the Islanders twice, and the Bearcats will have the basketball with 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. Been a lot of turnovers here in the early stages. Five for Grand Island, four for Kearney High. And slowly across the timeline is going to be Sickler. Sickler with a little spin move, looking down low, posting up there is Snyder. They're looking in for Snyder, but pressure on the ball, so she'll have to kick it out between the circles here and get it off for Stitham. Stitham on the dribble. Picked up man-to-man. Not a lot of movement for Kearney High. Jason Boyd, the head coach of the Bearcats, not happy with that. They'll hand the ball back out here for Stitham again. She'll split the defense, and there's going to be a reach whistled on Kearney High. On Grand Island. That'll be on Ewing. Second foul against the Islanders, first against Ewing, and the Bearcats inbound on the baseline, trailing at 6-9. Bounce pass inside, shot off glass here for Cutterback, no good, and the rebound taken out there by Harvey. So Harvey pulls down the rebound, and we've got a foul on the Bearcats as they got it up ahead. And that one is, again, going to go on Ray. That's going to be her second. In for the Islanders, Lindsay Norvell. For the Bearcats, in the battle is going to be Lauren Spiker.
Bearcats number 14, Lauren Spiker.
So the Islanders will inbound, and setting up the half-court offense here is going to be Harvey. On that right wing, Spiker puts a little pressure on the ball. It goes out of bounds, but I think Spiker might have been the last to touch it. In a little trouble on that far side was Ewing, and Spiker was all over like white on rice. So Islanders inbound, leading at 6-9. Tipped around, but the Islanders come up with it. Shot is an air ball. Ball is on the ground. Grand Island can't come up with it. Neither can Kearney High. It's going to be a held ball, and Kearney High will get the basketball with the alternating possession rule. Splat Saucer checking back in here for the Islanders. And for Kearney High, Miller back into the game. Stitham is out there, and also Spiker dribbling up here is going to be Sickler. Sickler had the ball knocked down. The Islanders come up with the steal as Kearney High turns it over again. Passes up ahead here for Harvey. Harvey shot no good. Ball on the ground on the rebound. Coming out with it is going to be Sickler. Sickler is going to pass it up ahead with the bounce pass. Spiker on the baseline. Good. Spiker in transition, gets the bucket, and Kearney High has cut the lead down to one. Drive in transition for the Islanders. Shot missed. Pulling down that offensive rebound, putting up a very tough shot that's contested is going to be Norvell. She can't get the shot to fall, and Kearney High comes up with it. A little jump stop here in the lane by Stiffen, and she hits the bucket and the foul. So Stiffen, with a little jump stop, goes up strong, got hit on the arm, and the Bearcats now have a 10-9 lead with 2:22 to go here in the first quarter, and that is going to be a foul here on Norvell, and the free throw is up and good for Stitham. So Stitham finishes off the three-point play, and the Bearcats with an 11-9 lead, and pass up ahead is knocked out of bounds by Miller. Again, the Islanders not exactly fast-breaking, but that it's almost like a secondary break where they have not really waited for Kearney to get in their half-court offense. Off an inbounds, they put up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Stitham. Stitham gets it up ahead. Here's going to be a layup for Spiker. Missed it, gets the putback. It's up and in. So Spiker missed the first one, but she's able to make the putback. And a four-point lead here for Kearney High. Their largest lead of the ball game, and Islanders turn it over. Nothing but white jerseys. The layup is good. After the steal, that's Claire Sickler. And we got a timeout by the Islanders. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Bearcats lead it 15-9. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. We're back right after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats with a 15-9 lead, a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. And Kearney on a nice little run here at the moment, gets them the lead. They had trailed much of the first quarter after scoring the first 2 points. They trailed by as many as five, and now they lead by six. So Splatsdosser, her pass stolen away with the steal, and on the run with it is Cutterback. Cutterback will work it back around the perimeter, and they'll slow it down here as Stitham has it. The Islanders still going man-to-man here and working the clock a little bit is Stitham as she waits for somebody to get open. That's going to be Spiker on the right wing. Spiker, five-second count going on. We'll throw it top of the circle here for Brianna Miller. Miller gets it back around the perimeter here to Cutterback. Top of the circle here for Spiker. Right side for Stitham. They're looking inside, and they can't get it inside there for Miller. Now they do. The entry pass. Miller high off glass scores. Brianna Miller catching that pass, and more importantly, keeping the ball up high afterwards. And we're going to have nearly a walk as Richardson makes a bad pass. It's a turnover anyway. The Bearcats on the run, and we got a block foul that's going to be whistled on Norvell in transition.
How's on number 42, Lindsay Norvell?
So Norvell with the foul, another turnover, and Snyder now will go to line and have a couple of free throws. They kicked it up ahead to her very quickly, and her free throw is up and good.
In for the Islanders, number 14, Morgan Harvey, and number 15, Libby Norvell.
Snyder on the season is about a 56% free throw shooter coming in. She's 23 of 41. On the season. She makes one, now two free throws in this endeavor, and the Bearcats now have a 10-point lead. They lead it 19-9, final minute of the first quarter. With the dribble here, Splatsdosser, she kicks it off on the baseline, and the loose ball is going to be picked up by Kearney High, another Grand Island turnover. And in the offensive zone comes Stitham. Stitham on that right side has the ball knocked loose, and the Islanders fighting for it, and we got a reach. Nope, they're going to say that Spiker, who had a shoulder on the sideline, touched the ball, so that will be a Kearney High turnover. It was knocked loose, and Spiker trying to pick it up. Long pass up ahead by the Islanders. It's a turnover. Coming up with the ball is Snyder. Snyder passes up ahead. Spiker, jumper, no good. Defensive rebound taken out of there by Splatsdosser. So Kearney High misses the shot, and now in transition, a little runner here by the Islanders, and Ewing is going to head to the free throw line and have a couple of shots.
Number 43, Brianna Miller.
And the foul is going to be on Miller. It's now six fouls on Kearney High compared to four on the Islanders, and the free throw is no good. Score remains now 19-9. Bearcats lead it with 15.9 to go in the first quarter, and Claire Sickler is going to check into the ball game. And Miller, with those two personal fouls, is going to check out. So second free throw by Ewing on the way, back of the iron, and no good. And so they miss both of them. The rebound to Kearney High, and on the run here is going to be Sickler. Sickler with the left-handed layup. It's good. Claire Sickler, what a great drive.
That was on number 15, Libby Norvell.
As starting that play was Ray pulling down that rebound. So Sickler makes the shot, but misses the free throw. Ball knocked loose. Spiker comes up with it. Spiker with the steal. Pass up ahead. Off glass at the buzzer. They're going to wave it off. They're going to say it was a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be an offensive foul on Kearney High. Snyder got that pass up ahead, and they say that create a little space. She committed a player control foul, essentially at the buzzer. So a lot of action in this one, and Kearney High leads it 21-9 after one quarter play against the Lady Islanders from Grand Island. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats with a 21-9 lead over Grand Island. Glad you could join us for coverage of girls basketball here on ESPN 1460. It is Grand Island basketball. And splitting the defense here is going to be Harvey. Harvey drives all the way in, but an extra step on the pass on the left wing. And that'll be another Grand Island turnover. Unofficially, I have the Islanders with 11 turnovers here in the ballgame compared to 6 for Kearney High. Kearney High had turned it over more than the Islanders, and that's why they trailed, and that's now why they're ahead, because that margin has turned. Islanders back on defense, man-to-man. Bearcats work it inside, and the ball is knocked loose. Coming up with the steal here is going to be Ewing. Ewing with the basketball. And now the skip pass down low, little ball fake off glass. Shot will not fall here for Norvell. Bearcats pull down the rebound, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the Islanders. And that will be on Libby Norvell. So we will walk to the other end of the court as Norvell has picked up her second personal foul so far here of the ball game. And at the free throw line for a 1-1 is going to be Kelsey Stiffen. That's now... That is now 7 team fouls. So the 1-1 coming up here for Stiffen. And Stiffen, an 80% free throw shooter, 51 of 63 so far on the year. And she rolls that one in. Hit the front of the rim, but had that shooter's touch. It rolled around and falls in. 22-9, 7:17 to go here before halftime. At halftime, we'll talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. Free throw is no good. Rebound out there by the Islanders. The Islanders come up with the ball, and they pass it up ahead, and it's going to be a foul on Kearney High. And again, they're really running the floor. They're very quickly up court, passing it up there. And Sickler commits the foul. That's now going to be 7 as a team on the Bearcats, second on Sickler. Checking in here for Kearney High, going to be Abby Graham, as Sickler going to be protected a little bit with those two personal fouls. So at the free throw line is Ewing for the front end of a 1-1. It is no good. And the rebound taken out there by the Bearcats, Lauren Spiker. So Spiker pulls down the rebound, and the basketball is in the hands of Stiffen. Stiffen lobs it down low, cut it back with a catch, shot off glass, no good. And the rebound out of there for the Islanders, that's going to be Jacobson. So Kearney High had a real good look at it, and the pass on the inside knocked loose by Kearney High. It's going to be last touch by the Bearcats, though. They were trying to work it inside, but Graham helped knock it away. So inbounding the ball here is going to be Jacobson. Jacobson gets the ball off here for Harvey. Harvey gives it on the right side. Now the pass to the elbow here. And the jumper up and good for Sydney Armstrong. So Armstrong hits it from about 15 feet away. And the Bearcats work it in the lane. A little fadeaway jumper. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Taking it off glass. And it will not fall for Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback had a great look at it, but couldn't get the shot to fall, and now we got a foul on Kearney High in transition. They got the ball on the baseline, did the Islanders to Allie Richardson, and Richardson hit it with the body, and that's going to be on Spiker. Two shots coming up here for the Islanders. Richardson at the free throw line. Back the iron. Bounces high in the air and then rattles back in.
The Islanders, number 42, Lindsay Norvell. In for the Bearcats, number 24.
So Armstrong hits the first of two free throws. And she's got one more with 6:20 to go. Coming up here, kind of a sideways spin on the shot, but it hits nothing but the bottom of the net. And so it's 22-13. Slowly, Stiffham will bring it across the midcourt stripe. Picked up man-to-man there by Norvell. Dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Penetrates, shoots off glass. It rolls on the rim. Will not fall. Gets her own rebound. Their shot rattles in. Kelsey Stiffham missed the first one, but doesn't miss the second as the rebound was tipped out to her. And now we got a timeout for Kearney High. 6:01 to go here in the second quarter. Bearcats lead it 24-13. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methley Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with him. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I'm out brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Kearney High right now with that 24-13 lead. And at one point, they trailed here 7-2. But now the Bearcats, after being down by five, have, given up only 6 points since the about 2 minutes into the ball game. They've only given up 6 points since then. And with 6 minutes to go here before halftime, Bearcats lead it 24-13. Cut it back. Puts a little pressure on, but the dribble is up ahead here for Armstrong. Armstrong in the lane. And we're going to have a block whistled on Kearney High. And that will be on number 24, Brianna Obermiller. That's going to be her first personal foul. And Armstrong down to the free throw line for a 1-and-1. It rolls around and is no good. Offensive rebound is up and good. Snagging the bound. Jacobson comes up with the offensive rebound. So a nice job there by Jacobson. So pass up ahead here. And the entry pass is knocked away. That'll be another Kearney High turnover. And it's coming up with that loose ball is going to be Norvell. Norvell gets it on the baseline. Little runner, and we've got a foul. They got it on the baseline, and cutting down there was Ewing. And Ewing being ridden by Obermiller. And Obermiller is going to be called for the foul. That's a second on Obermiller here. And there are now two free throws coming up here for the Islanders, and the first one is up and good. So Ewing makes the first of two. And with 5:15 to go, Islanders make another substitution. Morgan Harvey checks into the ball game. Bearcats made some changes as well. Brianna Miller is out there. Stiffham out there with Sickler, and the second free throw is up and good. For Ewing. So Ewing now with 5 points in the game. On the bounce for Kearney High, Sickler. Sickler used up her dribble. 5 second count going on. Dangerous pass, but picking it up here is going to be Snyder. Snyder will give it back out here for Sickler, who's playing point guard right now. And again, Snyder one hands a catch in traffic. Kicks left side here for Stiffham. Stiffham enters it in to Miller. Miller's going to kick it out. Sickler didn't want to shoot the three. Now she'll drive. She'll take it off glass. And now she'll score. Nice little left-handed drive there by Claire Sickler. And she takes it off the glass. And the Bearcat lead back out to nine. In transition, a little jumper here by Norvell. No good. Rebound taken out there by Miller. So Miller with the rebound after the Islanders had a pretty good shot, but they had to shoot over the top of Miller. Left side, three-pointer, up and good for Lauren Spiker. So Spiker strokes in the three, and the Bearcats push that lead right back out here as they lead it 29-17. 4:15 to go here before halftime. Entry pass on the baseline. That's Norvell. Norvell has it stolen away. Miller making the defensive play again as she comes up with a steal. Pass on the inside. Knock loose. It goes out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney High. I don't think either coaches are really happy with the foul calls that have been going on in this game, but that's going to be three now on Sickler. I guess if both coaches are unhappy, it's been called evenly, huh? So Harvey will go to the line, and she will have two free throws because that's now 10 fouls whistled on the Bearcats. And the first one is missed. For Kearney High, Abby Graham checking in, so is Peyton Cunnaback.
Number 11, Eddie Green.
29-17. Second free throw on the way. Bounces around. No good. And it's going to be a hell ball. Coming up with it was Miller. And Miller had it tied up. But the possession arrow pointing to the Bearcats. So they'll inbound the basketball here with 3:54 to go in the second quarter. On the dribble is going to be Stiffham. Stiffham's going to kick it off on that left side for Spiker. Spiker facing man-to-man. 5 second count going on, but no problem getting it back out to Stiffham. Stiffham looks inside. We'll give it now top of the circle here for Miller, who kept coming up the lane. They give it to Graham. Graham kicks it from 15 feet, enters it inside for Miller. Miller back it in, takes it off glass, and we're going to have a hold whistled on the help defense, and Miller's going to go line and shoot a couple.
Number 5, Sarah Splatsaucer.
Splatsaucer with the foul. That'll be her first. And Miller will go to the line, and the first one's good. So Miller makes the first one. And she's about a 47% free throw shooter, but she makes both of them here. That'll probably put her at 50% on the season. She hasn't been there a lot for as much as she does work inside the lane. She has not been at the free throw line a whole lot. That was only her 21st free throw attempt of the season. Splatsaucer has it. Tosses top of the circle for Harvey. Back to Splatsaucer. She's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And last touched by the Islanders. I don't think anybody touched it on a rebound. So a Splatsaucer who hit the side of the rim and it took a weird hop and took about a 35-degree angle, missing the glass and goes out of bounds. So Bearcats have it. And they'll bounce past it inside for Ray and she's going to score. Excuse me, Peyton Cutterback. My apologies. Got it in for Cutterback. And Cutterback got a great pass there by Sickler. Loose ball on the ground. Spiker will tie it up with another Islander that's hustling down there. And sliding after the ball was Libby Norvell. And give Norvell credit because that little extra hustle by her prevented a turnover. Possession arrow pointing to the Islanders with 2:38 to go here before halftime. So Harvey on the bounce. Gives it left side here for Ewing. Gives it to Splatsaucer. Back out for Ewing. Right wing for Harvey. Harvey not closely guarded there by Graham, so she'll back out near midcourt, and we'll give it off on the left side for Splatsaucer. Splatsaucer looking at Stiffham, but again, right now, the Islander is not working it inside. Now they get a backdoor cut and a shot up. Good, no good, but there is a foul. A good little move inside by Norvell to get the defender in the air. And that's going to have a foul called here on Brianna Miller. And that is going to be her third. So fouls a bit of an issue here, as that's now Miller's third foul. And the free throw up and good for Norvell. That'll make it now 33-18. Bearcats with a 15-point lead with 2:12 to go before halftime. Second free throw up and good.
Second free throw good in for the Islanders, number 20, Allie Richardson.
For the Islanders, Allie Richardson going to check in and getting some high fives as she heads to the sideline. Here is Libby Norvell after hitting a couple of free throws. Bearcats facing some token pressure. Stiffham now will walk it across the timeline. She's picked up there by Harvey, man to man. And Stitham lost the ball but is able to track it down. Still hasn't used up her dribble, and Splatstosser is going to be called for a foul.
Fouls on number five, Sarah Splatstosser.
Splatstosser kind of reached and also hit him with the body. I don't know which one they called. It doesn't matter. I think there was actually two fouls there. And now Stitham will go line for the front end of a one and one. This will be the last one and one of the first half here. And the free throw is up and good. Again, free throw is a big part of Kelsey Stitham's game. She has hit 51 free throws on the year heading into today's action. She's an 80% free throw shooter. And she hits the second one.
Second free throw, good.
She handles the ball, so a lot of times late in the game, she's the one that gets fouled. She also penetrates. She gets herself to the free throw line quite a bit. And the Bearcats lead it now 35-19. Inside at 2 minutes to go here before halftime. Islanders kick it right side for Ewing. Enters it down low. It's going to go off the fingertips of Armstrong and out of bounds. That'll be another Grand Island turnover. So we'll see if the Bearcats can add on to this lead. They trailed by five early on, but right now they lead it by 16. So when they flip the switch, it has stayed on for a while here for Kearney High. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Spiker. They work it back around the perimeter out there for Graham. Graham's going to skip it out here for Stitham. Stitham looking as everybody cycles through. We'll give it back on the right side here for Graham. Graham will drive the baseline, take it off glass. Shot no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Splatstosser. So Splatstosser snags the rebound. And now they'll try to kick it to her right side. She was not looking for the ball, so the Islanders turn it over. Went right over Splatstosser's head as she was cutting over there, but she was not looking at the ball at all. For the Islanders, checking in, Josephine Jacobson. And for the Bearcats, it's going to be Carmen Moncrief. So Moncrief will tuck in the jersey. Graham will come out. And Kearney High inbounds it for Stitham. Across the timeline in a hurry. And she'll give it off on the right side here for Spiker. Spiker, top of the circle, gets it for Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback will direct traffic after passing to Moncrief on the left side. They've got it now top of the circle, still passing around the perimeter. They give it to Spiker. Spiker backs up. She's used her dribble, and she's able to get it out for Peyton Cutterback. And Cutterback, with 46 seconds left, will get the ball out here top of the circle for Stitham. Stitham being guarded, so they have to kick it up ahead here for Spiker. Five-second count going on, so they give it to Abby Ray. I think Kearney would love to work this for the last shot, but the Islanders are pressuring so much that it's not that easy to do. They give it to Spiker on that left side. She's open for three, missed it. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall in underneath as the Bearcats had a pretty good look inside there by Cutterback. But she couldn't get it to fall, and now the pass down low is going to be knocked out of bounds by Abby Ray. Norvell checking in, so Splatstosser for Kearney High. And Obermiller in for the Bearcats as well. 16.5 to go. The Islanders will inbound on their own baseline. Tossing in here is going to be Norvell. And Norvell will get it up to Richardson. Richardson, extra pass, little ball fake, shot off glass, no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Islanders got it pretty much point blank range into the hands of Allie Richardson, and Richardson missed the shot. And Armstrong then commits the foul. So that's 10 fouls as a team here on the Islanders. So Peyton Cutterback is going to shoot a couple. So she'll have two. And Cutterback's free throw is up and good.
First free throw good.
Peyton Cutterback, 63% free throw shooter. That's her 50th attempt of the year. Second free throw on the way, and it is also good. Bearcats up by 18, 10 seconds to go. Islanders have it across the timeline. With the dribble here is going to be Norvell. Norvell. Pass tipped around by the Bearcats and out of bounds. Almost stolen away there by Brianna Obermiller. Obermiller ends up tipping it out, and now there's 2.4 to go. Norvell to throw it on the baseline. Islanders are going to have to do something with it very quickly, and they lose track of a defender underneath, and Ewing stepped in underneath the defense, and that is an easy bucket to end it for Grand Island here in the first half. The Bearcats give up an easy bucket at the end of the half, but the first half is a pretty good one. They lead it 37-21. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and we'll talk a little boys basketball with Scott Steinberg, the head coach of the Bearcats. We'll do that. We come back right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats lead it in girls basketball 37-21 at halftime over the Lady Islanders from Grand Island. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Kind enough to join us to talk a little boys basketball is head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats. Scott, how you doing? Scott Steinberg, good to see you.
Pretty good. Late night coming back from Omaha Bryan last night, but we let the kids sleep in and had a little later shoot around today, and hopefully we're ready to roll tonight.
You know, that bus trip back isn't too shabby when you pick up a nice little road win like you guys did last night.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's exactly what the kids were saying. The mood on the bus was pretty cheerful last night. It was good to get a big road win, get a win, you know, against a team like Omaha Bryan going to the Metro Conference, especially setting up a home game versus Grand Island tonight.
Yeah, and we kind of talked before even the game started at all, and you just kind of said that, you know, just that nice little shot in the arm, just a little confidence coming into one of these rivalry games, that is a pretty good elixir.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking for right now. We've been playing pretty well. We had, you know, played solid last weekend against North Platte and Westside. We just didn't get a win, unfortunately. But to kind of be rewarded for our efforts, the kids are practicing hard. You know, they've been a real coachable group, so just to see them rewarded with that W, especially on the road in Omaha, hopefully we can carry some positive momentum over to tonight.
Yeah, in a couple of those games you kind of lost, you know, a three-point loss, a five-point loss, a game that ended up being 10, but it was close most of the way, and pretty good effort. It's a nice little salve to kind of come up and pick up that win. What was different last night? Was there really anything different that led you guys to kind of the win, or was it just what you've been doing, it just seemed the scoreboard worked out for you better?
You know, it's a great question, because that truly has been the question of the day. You know, people that I've talked to or texted, hey, good win last night. You know, what'd you do differently? Honestly, we didn't do anything differently. You know, we look at our last three games, we've held our opponents in the 40s. If you hold your opponent in the 40s and you rebound the basketball, you're going to have an opportunity to win. The difference last night, the ball went in the hole. You know, we made some shots. We got some timely shots. We got to the foul line. We were able to play with a lead in the second half. We took care of the ball. So it really wasn't anything dramatically different. We executed a little bit better. We got a few more stops, a few more rebounds. And, you know, we have good ball handlers and good foul shooters. So when we are ahead, especially with Damian at the point, we're hard to press. We're hard for teams to come back on. We just haven't been in that situation where we've led late in the game. Last night was a good example. We were ahead. We took care of the ball. We got to the foul line. We got a win.
And Damian certainly stepped up for you last night, leading scorer for you guys. And, you know, he does so many other things that he leads with. Obviously, handing the ball. A lot of times he'll be one of your leading rebounders as well. Just really kind of nice to see that effort rewarded for him.
Yeah, you know, he shot the ball well. He hit a couple shots early. You can just tell sometimes kids have that look in their eye, and he was really into the flow, did a great job of controlling tempo. You know, that was a game where offensively we played fast when we wanted to and then really broke them down in the half court when we needed to as well. And our press, you know, we pressed them a little bit in the full court, but not to try to generate steals, but to try to slow them down offensively. And that really disrupted their rhythm. And again, offensively, defensively, Damian was a big part of that.
Scott Steinberg, kind enough to join us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. The Lady Bearcats lead at 37-21 over Grand Island. So let's talk a little bit about the Islanders. They're a team kind of like you. Their record isn't where it has been in years past. What do they do well?
You know, it kind of starts with Pierce Allman for them. He's a junior, really dynamic scorer, averages about 15 or 16 a game. And he's a kid that we can't let get loose for open shots. He's as good a three-point shooter as there is in the state right now. You know, we had a little bit of a rough night shooting last night. He was 3 for 15, including 3 for 10 from the three-point line. I would have rathered he went 14 for 15 last night to shot the lights out, because I know the mind of a shooter, and he's going to come up and he's going to get his shots tonight. The trick is to make him take tough, contested shots and not give him any easy ones. Good scorers are going to find a way to get their points. Now, if he gets 25 points on maybe 12 or 15 shot attempts, that's bad for us. But if he gets 14 or 15 points and he has to shoot it 15 to 20 times to get those, that means we probably defended him pretty well. So it's a tough matchup. He's a place the point guard, plays the off guard, real quick release, deep range. So we're going to have to make sure we know where he is all the time.
It is important to get a good start with him. But since he had a poor shooting night last night, you know, maybe get into his head a little bit if he has a slow start.
I think he's a good enough player and he's a good enough shooter.
Not going to bother.
He's been in the gym enough. You know, he's going to look just like our kids are excited to play in this atmosphere tonight. I know darn well those Grand Island kids are going to be ready to roll tonight. And we're expecting him to come out and try to have a good game. So we just need to make sure. It's not just one guy for us. It's a team defensive effort. We've got to have good health defense. We've got to make sure we hit all of our rotations, find him in transition, and just make sure he doesn't get an unusually high number of open looks.
And you mentioned the atmosphere. There's a couple other events going on besides the fact that it's Kearney Grand Island. Not that that isn't enough to fill this place. You've got American Heart Association night, which I'm sure you guys have the red warm-ups and that sort of thing out there. You know, there's a lot of energy in when the little girls come in here for the little kitten cap and stuff. It really is kind of a fun environment, and it's really one of those games that you really look forward to. You look forward to Grand Island coming to your place and you guys going to theirs.
It's the only game on our schedule anymore with this new scheduling system where we play a home and away. You know, when we were able to put in some requests of what we want our schedule to look like, you know, one of the things we said, we really want to keep that game in Kearney and that game in Grand Island and get to play them twice every year, just because it's good for high school basketball, it's good for Central Nebraska. It doesn't matter what the heck our record is or their record is. These kids have known each other and they played against each other from the time they were in third grade. You know, a lot of them are good friends off the court, but when the ball goes up tonight, you know, you're going to see a pretty fierce and competitive rivalry game.
You know, they come in 3-9, you guys come in 2-10, but you know, it's a cliche. You throw out those records, you know there's going to be a lot of energy out there. And really, your style and their style really kind of mirror each other, that this could be a very entertaining game.
Yeah, you're right. You know, both teams are going to get up and down the court. You know, both teams are probably going to press a little bit. Both teams love the three-point shot. You know, we have a couple big guys inside. They have a couple guys inside. But, you know, we still take a lot of perimeter shots, as do they. So the team that shoots the ball the best tonight, especially from the three-point line, is going to be the team that's probably going to be able to, you know, get off to a good start and set the tone.
Okay. Now, obviously, that's a big stat. What's another thing to look for tonight?
For us, it's rebounds. You know, last night we rebounded the ball really well. And when we rebound and find Damian at the point and get our outlet, then our transition game is really, really good. Last night was the best we played in transition probably all year long. But it starts with our ability to rebound the ball on the defensive end. If we're struggling and giving up offensive rebounds, not only are we giving up second-chance points, but we're slowing ourselves down in the break, having to take the ball out of bounds rather than just collect the board and get the outlet. So the rebounds, three-point shooting, field goal percentage are probably two things to keep an eye on tonight.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. The Bearcats lead it in girls basketball 37-21 over Grand Island. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the numbers from the girls game in the first two quarters of action. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats lead it 37-21 here at intermission. Let's take a look at some individual numbers for you. We'll begin, first of all, for the Grand Island girls. And for them, leading the way is Sydney Armstrong. She's got 8 points in the first half. Lee Ewing has seven. Libby Norvell with four. And Josephine Jacobson with 2 points here at intermission. For the Bearcats, in the first 16 minutes of action, they so far are being led by Kelsey Stitham. Stitham with another outstanding performance. She's got 12 points in the game so far for Kearney High. Lauren Spiker off the bench has 7 points at intermission. Peyton Cunnaback with six. Brianna Miller with six. Claire Sickler with four. And Skylar Snyder with 2 points here at intermission. One of the other things that kind of a bit of a problem for Kearney High maybe is some foul situations, because they have a couple of players that have three fouls here at intermission. Brianna Miller has three. Claire Sickler also with three. And also Brianna Obermiller and Abby Ray with a couple of fouls each here at intermission. So that may be a bit problematic here for Kearney High. Bearcats shooting very well from the free throw line. They're 10 of 12 from the line. And unofficially from the field, I have Kearney being 13 of 27, and the Islanders 6 of 13. And again, those are very unofficial stats here at intermission. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. And it will be Kearney High basketball to start the second half. They lead it 37-21. And for the Bearcats, they are going to be going with their starters out there again. That's going to be Sickler, Stitham, Snyder, Cutterback, and Miller. For the Islanders, it's Blattstosser, Harvey, Norvell, Armstrong, and Ewing. And we're waiting for maybe a little traffic to clear on that far sideline. There is enough room to inbound it. So now stepping out of bounds to do the inbounding here for Kearney High is going to be Stitham. And Stitham gives it up ahead here for Sickler. And now dribbling on that sideline, on that right side, is going to be Skylar Snyder. And Snyder will turn the ball over here for Kearney High. So first possession of the quarter. It's going to be a turnover here on the Bearcats. So the Islanders will bring in the offensive zone on the bounce here. Morgan Harvey. Harvey facing just a little token pressure here by Sickler. And they'll get it right back out here for Harvey. Harvey gives it top of the circle. That's a tough three-pointer that's up and in for Ewing. Ewing had a hand in her face, and she still was able to shoot it over the top of the defense. And that'll cut that lead down to 13. Entry pass, and then a hold going to be whistled on Grand Island. They lobbed it up ahead to the Bearcats to Brianna Miller. And then Miller, fouled by Sydney Armstrong. And there was a bit of a groan from the folks wearing purple. And I think I agree with that groan, to be honest with you. I thought that looked clean. They inbound it for Snyder. Snyder has it at the elbow. We'll kick it back out here for Miller. Miller gives it off and a little extra step here by Stitham, and that'll be a turnover on Kearney High. Bearcats had the ball twice. They've turned it over twice. Here in the third quarter, they had a relatively slow start at the first quarter. They trailed by five at 1 point before they built a comfortable lead at intermission of 16. Ewing works it back around the perimeter. They give it now on the left side here for Harvey. Harvey's going to skip it back out here for Splatstosser. She's going to fire a three. It's a little bit strong. The rebound goes out of bounds, and last touch by the Islanders. So Kearney High gets kind of a team rebound there. And Kearney would like to get something positive happening offensively here. They haven't looked real good in the first minute and a half offensively. They haven't given up a whole lot of ground in the process. Snyder on that right side has the ball knocked out of bounds by the defender, Leah Ewing. And so Kearney will inbound it in front of the red-clad student section. Islanders sending Allie Richardson back into the game. She'll come in here for Armstrong. And the Bearcats will inbound it. That's Stitham. Stitham enters it inside. Nice little catch in there for Miller. Miller's shot won't fall, and the Islanders pull down the rebound after Kearney High missed the shot. Miller had a okay look at it. Pass on that left wing is knocked out of bounds by Kelty Stitham. So the Islanders will toss it in. And on the dribble, being double-teamed on that far side is going to be Harvey, and we're going to have a foul on the body of one of the Bearcats. That'll be a block on Stitham. Her first, team's first of the second half. Again, it's been kind of a choppy start to the second half here. Richardson helps work it around. Splatsaucer now is going to skip the ball over here for Harvey. Harvey's going to penetrate in the lane. Has her shot blocked by Miller. Ball's on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball or a foul. There is a whistle, and the foul is going to be a reach on the Islanders. Nice block there by Miller. Holy cow.
Foul number 20, Allie Richardson.
And Richardson whistled for the foul. So Kearney will have possession of it here. Lauren Spiker checking in here for Kearney High. Also Peyton Cutterback coming into the game for the Bearcats. Spin move here by Sickler. Sickler double teamed, dribbles through it, has her pass tipped. It's going to go in the back court, and smartly just getting away from it is Kelty Stitham. Stitham realized that if she caught it, she might be in a little trouble, so she let it go out of bounds. And Kearney High is going to call a timeout here. Try to circle the wagons a little bit, get a little offensive flow. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 37-24. Bearcats with the lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney, and a timeout that Jason Boyd kind of felt he had to take because, well, quite frankly, playing a little ragged right now offensively. They're not getting a whole lot done, are the Bearcats. So they're going to try to make something happen here. Bearcats lead it 37-24, but again, it's been a little ragged here in the basketball game. And the pass, we're going to have another foul here on the Islanders.
Foul number 20, Allie Richardson.
Reaching for the ball is going to be Richardson, so that'll be a foul on her. Three as a team now on the Islanders. Bearcats will inbound. They toss it in here for Spiker. Spiker will then hand the basketball off for Sickler. Sickler will drive, breaks the pressure, gets it down low, shots up and good, and there's a foul. The pass up ahead for Abby Ray in transition, and now Ray will try to finish off a three-point play. And that foul will be issued to Libby Norvell. And that will be her third.
Number 42, Lindsay Norvell. To the line for the Bearcats, number 44, Abby Ray.
So Ray at the free throw line. And we'll see what she can get done here. She does finish off a three-point play. So a big turn of events here for the Bearcats as Norvell picks up another foul. Her third of the game. And a turnover. Pass up ahead that's stolen away by Sickler. Sickler on the run is going to kick it out for Spiker. A little penetration here. Runner by Kearney High. Up and good on that right side. Stitham with a nice little drive there after the turnover on the other end. So here on the baseline, Ewing. She'll kick it out top of the circle. Back around here for Norvell. They double-team the basketball. Now Ewing will get it in the lane. Strong drive, shot no good for Armstrong. Rebound ripped out of there by the Bearcats. Snagging the bound is going to be Ray. And the Bearcats in transition. Up ahead, bounce past the Cutterback. And Cutterback will score. So Cutterback with the bucket. And Kearney High lead is 20. with it is number 20, Allie Richardson, and Richardson has it stolen away. Drive here by Stitham. Stitham layup ain't good. Stitham with the steal and cashes in, and a timeout here for the Islanders. Alex Michael calling timeout for the Islanders. They lead it by 20. They trail it by 22. It's 46-24. Kearney High with the lead with 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. We're back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 4:32 to go, third quarter. Bearcats lead it 46-24. And turnover is a big, big story in this ball game, as unofficially 20 turnovers for the Islanders compared to only 8 for Kearney High. So Bearcats having a major advantage in that regard. Bearcats also 11 of 13 from the free throw line and 16 of 29 from the field. So they're shooting the ball well, and in part because they've had 5-6 layups for sure. So at least 10 points in transition for them. And that is one reason why they lead it right now by 22, 46-24 with 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. Don't forget our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It is St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. At last report, it was a four-point St. Cecilia lead with about 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Islanders with a little token pressure. Why not? They forced a couple of turnovers here in this stretch. But Norvell has it and passes it up ahead. And going for the steal is going to be Sickler. And Sickler has picked up the foul. And I asked why not. Well, that might be the answer right there, because she has now picked up her fourth foul with 4:20 to go here in the third quarter. So Sickler is coming out of the game. Snyder checks back in here for Kearney High. Islanders will throw it in the backcourt. That's Norvell. And Norvell being double-teamed by Speaker. And the pass up ahead is going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal is going to be Abby Ray. So Ray with the steal. And a quick little jumper here by Stitham from 15 feet. Good in transition. So Stitham is able to hit the shot. She now has 18 in the ballgame. And it's 48-24. Bearcats have doubled up the Islanders on the baseline. Cutting in, shot no good. In underneath by Norvell. And the rebound tipped around, and Ray's able to come up with it. So Ray comes up with that loose ball. And they'll get it up ahead here. And on the dribble is going to be Peyton Cutterback. Cutterback is just going to hand the ball back out here for Stitham. He gives on the left side for Snyder. Get it at the just outside the elbow on the right side here for Cutterback. They'll kick it out. Stitham will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound still being fought for. It's on the ground, and having it sliding and then rolling with it is Libby Norvell. So what do you say that that's a Kearney High rebound? Never really had control of the ball. Caitlin Richardson going to check in here for the Islanders.
Also in the Islanders, number 2, Caitlin Richardson.
And they made a couple other substitutions. I think Harvey came into the ball game. On the right side, jumper by Speaker. That shot is no good. Rebound taken out of there by the Islanders. Pass up ahead here for Harvey, and she'll get it up on that left side. And it's up and good for Jacobson. So in transition, Jacobson with the bucket. And now they'll press it a little bit. Snyder has it on the right side and wide open underneath, getting the pass. And then the layup is going to be Peyton Cutterback. Well, they broke the pressure, and that pass through the lane. Cutterback scored easily. And answered right back here is going to be Jacobson. Jacobson with the answer as they kicked it through the lane as well. And now the Islanders try to trap it, dribbling through that. It's going to be Stitham. And they get it out here. Down low, and an extra step here for Abby Ray. Ray was double-teamed and having trouble stepping through that double-team, and they're going to say she took an extra little bunny hop, and so the Bearcats turn the ball over. 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. 50-28. Islanders bring it across the timeline. Pass is tipped. Loose ball picked up by the Bearcats. Long pass up ahead for Spiker. Spiker, little ball fake in the lane. Jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Bucket's good. Bartayton cutback. Cutback makes the putback. After Kearney High comes up with a steal on the other end. And then on the left side, a quick jumper up and good for Richardson. So Richardson hits the shot. And now the double team. Spiker had the ball knocked out of her hands by Richardson and out of bounds. Abby Graham getting something drawn up for her by assistant coach Carmen Grant, and she'll check into the game. Grant was explaining something to Graham as Graham comes in here. And we have a change of three Islanders, and we'll check that for you here in just a moment. Bearcats will toss it in. It's Abby Graham on the baseline, and she'll just throw it in here for Spiker. Spiker is going to hand the ball off for Stitham. Stitham lost the ball, gets on the ground, and will roll it up ahead here for Snyder. Snyder drives the baseline, and that's going to be a charge. She was nice and aggressive, but the charge as Sydney Armstrong was there. So for Snyder, that's going to be her first foul. Pass on the baseline. Stepping through there is going to be Norvell. Norvell strong to the basket, and she's going to head to the line for a couple of shots here. Blocking her path and being called for the foul is going to be Abby Ray. It's three on her, four as a team. And Norvell will shoot two. And the first one is up and good. Hastings St. Cecilia with the win at Kearney Catholic, 49-40. That game just wrapping up on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98-9. Second free throw, back of the iron, no good. And the rebound out there by Snyder. So Snyder gets it up ahead here for Kearney High. She still has to dribble on that far side, gets it at the elbow for Abby Ray. Ray's jumper is no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound. This is going to be whistled on the Cats. That will be on Ray. And that's now four on her. So Cats have some foul issues. Sickler, one of the starters, she has four. Ray also has four. And we got a minute 21 to go here in the third quarter. Brandon Miller has three for Kearney High. So we've got three players, important cogs in the machine that have some foul trouble. And a little extra step here for the Islanders, and that's an unforced error for Lindsay Norvell, who turns the ball over. Kearney probably wouldn't mind milking the clock here a little bit. On the bounce is Stitham. She'll get it off on the left side. The Islanders aren't going to let him do that. As Graham was pressured, and they work it back around. Spiker gets it in the lane. A little penetration here by Cutterback, and Cutterback will score. Peyton Cutterback got the ball 15 feet out and just drove the lane and was able to lay it up and in. Ball knocked loose. Stitham with the steal. Stitham on the drive. Bounce pass. It's going to be a layup for Spiker, and it's good. Stitham makes the steal, and give her credit for an assist as well, as Spiker was able to lay it up and in. That was pretty easy. After the steal, they had a two-on-one, and nice court spacing there for the Bearcats. Pass in the lane, deflected, but the Islanders pick it up, and taking it off glass is going to be Snyder, excuse me, Armstrong, rather, for the bucket, and a timeout here by the Islanders. With 26.7 to go in the third quarter, timeout Grand Island, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's 56-33 with 27 seconds to go before the end of the third quarter. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats in control here. They lead it by 23 with 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. But, you know, the Bearcats do have some foul issues, and the Islanders can make a run. It'd be highly unusual if the Islanders were able to come back, but there's a couple of things working against them, and that is some of that foul trouble that we mentioned. Miller's got three, Abby Ray has four, and Sickler has four fouls called on her, and the Islanders are going to allow Carney High to walk it up court, it would appear. They're not going to pick up the defense till mid-court after that timeout. So on the dribble here is going to be Stitham. Stitham across the timeline. They look to trap, but they get it up ahead to Spiker. Spiker finds a cutter, and that's going to be Cutterback. Cutterback missed the shot and then committed the foul on the rebound. I believe that they're going to give the foul to her.
Number 42, Cutterback.
So she missed the shot and then commits the foul.
Second personal, 16.
That's only her sixth, excuse me, her second and sixth as a team on Carney High. Long pass, Snyder in the weeds there, trying to come up there and make the steal, but she didn't quite get enough of the ball for the steal as it goes out of bounds. So Islanders will maintain possession with 8.8 to go. They throw it in the backcourt. That's Ewing. Ewing working against Spiker. Throws it. Tipped. Stitham has it. She'll pass it up ahead. And the shot up. No good. It goes out of bounds. And probably time for a power dribble with Spiker. Spiker did not realize that. And she missed the shot after the Islanders were able to make the steal on the other end. So they'll have to be content with a 23-point lead heading to the fourth quarter. It's 56-33. Bearcats with the lead. Islanders will have the ball to start the fourth quarter when we come back right after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here. Bearcats back on defense. Islanders do have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. It's 56-33, good guys. And the Islanders work it at the elbow. Little penetration, tough shot in traffic. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bearcats. So inbounding for the Islanders will be Lindsay Norvell on the baseline. And 5 second count's going on, and they'll lob it out, and it's tipped away by Stitham. It's going to be a steal, and Spiker will take it in for the layup. It hangs on the rim and will not fall. So Kearney, after they force the turnover, they make the steal, but then they can't come up with the basket. Entry pass down low, and Snyder's going to be called for a foul. They threw it inside for Armstrong. And Snyder whistled for the foul. That'll be her second personal foul. Two free throws coming up here for Armstrong. And the first one is up and good.
Number 21, Cindy Armstrong is good. In the Islanders, number 14, Morgan Harvey.
One of the starters back in the game, that is Morgan Harvey. Then in the knees at the free throw line is Armstrong. It's up and hits nothing but the bottom of the well. 56-35, 7.5 minutes to go here. Stitham steps through a double team, and there's a foul committed on her. And she looks a little uncomfortable coming up. And she's going to be okay. I think it might be one of those floor burns. The reaching foul is going to be called on Allie Richardson. That is going to be her third. That's only five as a team here on the Islanders here in the second half. Bob pass in traffic, making the catch is Snyder, and Snyder is fouled. That was a great catch by Snyder in traffic.
Foul on number five, Sarah Splatstosser.
And Splatstosser whistle for the foul. Her third, team sixth, inbounded for Snyder. Snyder shoots, bounces off the back of the iron, and the rebound is taken out of there by Ewing. So Ewing snags the bound here, and the pass up ahead is off the hands of the Islanders. Now be another GI turnover. Sickler checking back in here for Kearney High. And she'll play point guard. She looks at the clock a little bit. Actually, she's looking over at Jason Boyd and see what he wants to do here as the Islanders are looking to trap. And they're going to throw it on that backside. Stitham gets it right back out here for Sickler. Stitham on that right side. Stitham on the dribble here. She's got 18 in the game. We'll give it back out for Sickler. Sickler splits the defense and just plays a little keep away by using a dribble. She'll kick it out. Here's a three-pointer. Good for Abby Graham. Graham strokes in the three, and Kearney High leads it now by 24. They led at one point 48-24. I think this is equaling their largest lead of the game. Harvey with the bounce for the Islanders. We'll give it off on the left side here for Allie Richardson. He gets it in the corner. There's a three-pointer, a high-arcing shot that will not fall. And the Islanders fighting for the rebound. They come up with it as Harvey had it, and they'll get it up ahead. And the jumper is up and good for Ewing. So Ewing hits the two, and a long pass here for Kearney High, and they turn it over.
And number 32, Josie Jacobson.
Checking in here for Kearney High, going to be Brianna Miller. So right now, it's cutback Miller, Sickler, Stitham, and Abby Graham. So four of the five starters out there right now for Kearney High. Morgan Harvey brings it in the offensive zone. She'll get it right side for Splatstosser. Splatstosser will fire a three. No good. Rebound tipped ahead here for Sickler. Sickler is going to penetrate, lose the basketball. It went off of Splatstosser and out of bounds. So Kearney High avoids having it be a turnover. Splatstosser wasn't ready for that ball to come at her. Richardson checked in a little bit ago. She's in the ball game playing in the backcourt. Inbounded for Graham. Graham, same spot she hit the three-pointer, but now she's got a hand in her face. So she'll give it out for Stitham, who will penetrate, take it off glass, no good. Ball's on the ground, and Miller comes up with it. Miller's going to kick it out. Graham for three, hits a three. Abby Graham strokes in the three-pointer after getting that offensive rebound by Brianna Miller. So on the baseline, a little penetration here by Ewing, shot no good. Rebound by Splatstosser. Splatstosser can't get the shot to fall, and the ball is going to go on the ground, and it's going to be a walk. And so it will be Islander basketball. So Ewing couldn't get the shot to fall. But effort by the Islanders will keep the possession going. 62-37. Bearcats lead it with 5:20 to go. Inbounded for the Islanders. Off the back of the iron, shot will not fall here for Jacobson as they missed the shot. And in transition is going to be Kearney High. Sickler going to penetrate. She's going to shoot. It's no good. And we got a foul on the Islanders. So Kearney High will have a chance to add to the free throw line with Claire Sickler, who is a 46% free throw shooter. The foul on Armstrong is her fourth. And the free throw is good. So she makes the front end of the one and one. That'll earn her the bonus. And the second free throw is up and good. Norvell back in for Grand Island. Kearney right now 13 of 15 from the free throw line and shooting about 50% from the field. Little drive here by Harvey. Harvey loses the ball and the officials are talking to each other. We got nearly a held ball, but a timeout just in time by the Islanders. They call the timeout to maintain the possession with 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Kearney High leads at 64-37. Timeout Islanders brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, Islanders only have one timeout left with 4:56 to go here, fourth quarter, but that's not their biggest issue. The biggest issue is the scoreboard. Kearney High leads at 64-37. So a 27-point lead here for Kearney High, but the Islanders will inbound it on their own baseline. And they get it in the lane. It's on the ground. It's rolling out of bounds. They're going to call it a jump ball before it went out of bounds. As that entry pass was ping-ponged around there and finally got tied up. So Kearney High with the lead. Claire Sickler with the basketball. Gives it on the right side for Stiftham. Stiftham now gives it to Graham, who stroked in a couple of threes here in the fourth quarter. And Kearney High just playing a little catch around the perimeter. We go. They get it for Stiftham. Stiftham and Sickler near midcourt. They're at the free throw spiking line. Now they penetrate a little bit, kick it off on the left side to Carmen Moncrief, who checked in during the timeout. They skip it over her head and get it to Graham in the corner on that baseline, and she'll get it back out for Sickler. Been a good possession so far for Kearney High because they've worked a little clock off. The entry pass going to be knocked away, and the Islanders will force the turnover. They were trying to get it inside from Miller, but it was knocked away from her. Entry pass in, kick out for the three for the Islanders. Shot does not fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. Tracking down the ball, and the rebound was Claire Sickler, and then Sickler was fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. The foul was going to be on Splatstosser. That is going to be her fourth. Now that's eight as a team on the Islanders. Not quite to the midway point of the fourth quarter. 4:02 to go, 64-37. And at the free throw line is number 10, Claire Sickler. And Sickler hits the first of what are now two free throws. She hit the front end of the 1-1. And she'll toe the line here a little bit. Second free throw is on the way. It is also good. And the Bearcats have shot the ball very, very well from the free throw line here in the ball game. In the offensive zone is going to be Norvell for the Islanders. They get it to Splatstosser, back to Norvell. Norvell gets it in the lane. A little power dribble here by Libby Norvell. Her shot no good. Snyder is able to track down the rebound here for Kearney High. So Skylar Snyder with the rebound. And they'll give it up ahead on the drive. Shot by Sickler, no good. And the foul is going to be on Splatstosser. And her night is done. That is now going to be her fifth personal foul. With 3:36 to go here. And since she fouled out, they're going to allow all the substitutions to come in. Brianna Obermiller and Stacey Peters going to check in here for the Islanders. Check it. Peters is not going to come in just yet because Sickler will go to the free throw line, and Peters will come in for Sickler. At the earliest opportunity, the first free throw was no good. Moncrief also checking in for Kearney High. Second free throw on the way. That one is also short. So after Kearney shooting the ball very, very well, 0 for 2 goes Claire Sickler. Pass on the right wing here, Caitlin Richardson. Entry pass in the lane, flying after the basketball is the Islanders' Allie Richardson, and now the Islanders, you turn the ball over. They took an extra step with it, and that was forced by the Kearney High defense. Stacey Peters is going to check in here for Kearney High with 3:19 to go. 66-37, 29-point lead here for Kearney High. And Skylar Snyder will get it top of the circle here for Obermiller. Obermiller's pass on the baseline, knocked around, but Peters is able to pick it up. Pass knocked down by Snyder. Snyder is going to drive. Snyder off the back of the iron. No good, but she'll head to the free throw line. Pass was tipped right back out to Snyder, and she just found a little crease and went to attack. Ewing with the foul. That is her second. It's now 10 as a team here, and at the free throw line is going to be Snyder, and the first free throw is no good, but she was in the act of shooting, and it was 10 fouls anyway, so they'll get two free throws from here on out, will Kearney High. Taking her time at the free throw line is Snyder, and that one is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be whistled on the Cats. And we'll go to the other end of the court, and we're going to shoot free throws after the foul is whistled on Stacey Peters.
First personal eight-team foul to the line for the Islanders. Number 32, Josie Jacobson.
Josie Jacobson at the free throw line. She will have the front end of a 1-and-1. Coming up with 3:04 to go. Don't forget, we'll have coverage of the boys' game coming up for you a little bit here on ESPN 1460. The free throw is no good. The ball is knocked out of Snyder's hands by the Islanders. And so Carney High will get possession here. Snyder playing point. And she brings across the timeline, gives it to Abby Graham. Graham double teamed, and we got a foul on Allie Richardson. And that's her fourth. So two free throws coming up here for Abby Graham. And for Graham, the free throw is up and good.
First free throw good.
Abby Graham came into today's game 8 of 11 from the free throw line. That's 72%. And she had three-pointers coming into the game. She hit two of them here in the second half of this game. Ewing on the baseline is going to drive, takes it high off glass and scores. That's a pretty strong move there for Leah Ewing as she gets the bucket and the foul. So she'll finish off the three-point play with an attempt here. The foul was on Obermiller, and that is her third. And the free throw is no good, but she's able to track down the rebound. So they get the rebound, and now a drive on that right side, and the shot is up and good for Ewing. Snyder has it across the timeline for Carney High, gets it to Graham, back to Snyder, almost stolen away, pass through the lane. That's a great pass by Snyder, but the shot's no good on that right wing as it's missed underneath by Peters, and now the Islanders are in transition after they snag the rebound. Right wing, here's Richardson. She's firing a three. It is no good. And the ball in the lane, going to be a hold, whistled on number 20, Allie Richardson, and she has now committed her fifth foul of the ball game. That's five on her.
She's retired from the game.
2:09 to go here, fourth quarter. In for the Islanders, Reagan Wooden checking in for the first time tonight. For Carney High, Abby Ray goes back out there.
Alyssa
Wells checking in the game. And Lindsay Norvell as well for the Islanders. 2:09 to go, 68-41. Carney High with the lead and a couple of free throws. And the first one is no good here for Brianna Obermiller. But again, she'll have two. Obermiller's second free throw is up, and that one is also a little bit short. And the rebound out of there by Jacobson. Jacobson gets the rebound. They pass it up ahead on the baseline. Jumper by Richardson. It's no good. And it is going to be Grand Island basketball as the rebound was knocked out of bounds by the Islanders. Excuse me, by the Bearcats. So the Islanders have it. And Jacobson to toss it in. Gets it in the corner here for Wells. She'll fire a three. It hits the top of the glass. No good. Rebound by Obermiller. And the Bearcats bring in the offensive zone. Graham has it. And she'll have a little ball fake. Now pass it out here for Carmen Moncrief, who gives it right back out for Graham. Minute 40 to go. Graham on the dribble. Picked up by Richardson. Gives it off on the right side for Stacey Peters. Top of the circle with it, Brianna Obermiller. Nice ball movement here by Carney High. Moncrief will bounce it back out here for Abby Graham. Graham being harassed a little bit by Richardson will dribble to the right side and then kick it over there. Ball fake here by Carmen Moncrief. Moncrief gets some space so the 5-second count goes off. They get it to Abby Ray. Ray being pressured by Reagan Wooden, and they'll work it back around. And another three-pointer by Abby Graham. To me, that looked like Graham was passing it, but she stroked it in, kind of a line drive shot. And she's kind of smiling like, you know what, I'm feeling it today. And everything's going her way. Her third three-pointer of the game. A little runner in the lane here for the Islanders. And there is a foul by the Islanders after the miss by Josephine Jacobson.
Foul number 32, Josie Jacobson.
And Jacobson commits the foul as well. 41-71. Bearcats lead it by 30 with 51 seconds to go. And Kearney High going to pick up the win here, obviously. Free throw up and good.
First free throw good.
For the Bearcats, Abby Ray. So she makes the first. And Ray now with 4 points in the ball game. Her second free throw is on the way. Now she's got five in the game. And she strokes in both of them. Little handoff here by Norvell, Lindsay Norvell. And they get it back to her near midcourt. She's picked up defensively by Kearney High's Abby Graham. Norvell throws it in the lane here for Richardson. Richardson, quick little jumper up, no good. And the rebound for the Bearcats. That's Obermiller, who snags the bound. And she gets up ahead here for Abby Graham. 20 seconds to go in the ball game as Graham has the dribble and is going to hand the ball over for Stacy Peterson. Between the circles, they give it to Obermiller. Obermiller, left wing here for Moncrief. 12 seconds. Top of the circle with it is Graham. Shoot it. You've been hot, Abby Graham. They probably won't get a shot off at all. They'll just work the clock as dribbling around is Carmen Moncrief with 2 seconds left. She'll hold it. And at the buzzer, the Bearcats pass the ball to the official and your final. 73-41 as the Bearcats pick up the win against their arch rivals from Grand Island. Comfortable win here for the Lady Bearcats, who now improve their record to 8-5 on the season. Grand Island falls to 6-7. Once again, your final 73-41. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats with a comfortable win here against the Grand Island Islanders. And this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. So with the win, the Bearcats improve their record to well over the 500 mark. They're now 8-5 on the season, and they've won two straight. They won last night Omaha Bryan, and now a 73-41 win tonight over the Islanders. And they'll be back in action on Friday night against Lincoln East. That game will be right here at Kearney High. So Lincoln East on Friday night taking on the Lady Bearcats, and East will come in with a record of 4-8 on the season. Next up for the Islanders is an all-expense-paid trip to Lincoln Southwest. And that game will be on Friday night as well, where they'll travel to Southwest. So both these two teams with a little time to have some practice next week and move on to that next round for these two teams. But Kearney High impressive today with a 73-41 win over the Islanders. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island. And leading the way for them with 16 points is Lee Ewing, 12 points for Sydney Armstrong. Josephine Jacobson finished with 6. Libby Norvell with 5. Allie Richardson with 2 points on the ball game. Unofficially, I have Grand Island shooting about 38% from the field. They were 12 of 28 inside the two-point arc, and their three-point shooting only shot about 22%, and they were 11 of 20 from the free throw line for 55% from the line as well. For the Bearcats, again, a great effort today here by Stitham, who was the leading scorer for Kearney High. She finished with 18 points. Peyton Cutterback had 14. Abby Graham finished with 11 off the bench, including 3 three-pointers. Lauren Spiker with 9. Claire Sickler with 8. Brianna Miller with 6. Abby Ray with 5. And Skylar Snyder with 2 points. Unofficially at Kearney High from the field, 25 of 50. So they shot 50% on the night from the field, including going 4 of 7 from three-point land, including 3 three-pointers by Graham as she finished with those 11 points. She was the leading three-point shooter here for Kearney High. Rebounding-wise, Bearcats with 29 rebounds. They got 5 from Sickler, 5 from Miller, 3 from Cutterback, and Stiffen contributed a couple of rebounds as well. Unofficially, Kearney High with 29 rebounds compared to 10 for Grand Island. And then turnovers, I had 28 turnovers for the Islanders compared to 12 for Kearney High. So 10 more rebounds and forcing about 13 more turnovers. That's 23 more possessions for the Bearcats. And that kind of equates to a win of about 22 points. Your final in this one, 73-41. Well, time now to turn our attention to the boys' game. Both teams right now warming up in this one. The Islanders come in 3-9 on the season with their win last night. Kearney now 2-10 on the year. But again, you know there's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of fun as the Islanders and the Bearcats are going to get together here in just a little bit.